Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11-426. The application of Mr. and Mrs. Jack Dillon Sr. Site is located east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being southwest corner of Bunning Avenue and Virginia Avenue, and being Lot 4, Section C of the lands of L.P. Fawcett Subdivision in the unincorporated area near Fenwick Island, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 23.20, parcel number 107, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Now, to be more specific, the applicant is requesting a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for a dwelling with an elevator addition. Now, gentlemen, in this application, we received no letters of support. I did receive one letter in opposition, and I received two mail returns. The letter of opposition came from Stephen Lackner, president of the Coin Beach Condominium Council, and it makes reference to he could not personally attend, would like to voice a strong objection. He has reviewed the application as well as the drawings regarding the placement of an elevator outside the residence. This unsightly structure will only further reduce the access between the residence and that at 38873 Bunting Avenue. This has the potential of to seriously impact fire rescue equipment and personnel in the event of a fire or other catastrophe. In addition, the county has zoned this area strictly residential and has done a commendable job of keeping structures modest in height and width in an attempt to enhance the beauty and visibility of the beach for all. Such an addition to the Dillon residence will seriously impact the view of surrounding residences. Therefore, I respectfully request that this application be denied. In our building, we too added an elevator after the structure had been built, but it, in consideration of others, incorporated it into the existing structure without impacting the footprint of the building, and we suggest that Mr. Dillon do the same. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, Greg Hastings is at the podium. He has previously been sworn in.
Okay.
Thank you. Again, Mr. and Mrs. Jack Dillon Sr. have retained me to design an elevator to go to access all four floors of their beach home in Fenwick, oceanfront in Fenwick Island, Delaware. You have in your packet a survey, a placement survey showing the configuration of their home. Their home is quite unique in design. It has many, many, many angles, thus making it very difficult to find location for this elevator. This home is on pilings, and the most doable location for this elevator is tucked neatly into one of the 90-degree angles that currently exist on the home. And I do have the drawing I can display for you. But that bump out, the elevator is approximately 4.5 foot width by 5.5 foot width rectangle. But the outer, or 50% of that rectangle, the corner, is what projects into or encroaches into the setback of 4 feet. Comments in opposition, if I may, counter that there is the minimum distance setback between on the southern side of Mr. and Mrs. Dillon's home, and there's the 10-foot minimum between the home that is to the right on the survey, which would be to the south side of Mr. and Mrs. Dillon home, the ample or required setback. There would be no need of fire equipment, trucks. There's no accessible means of entrance getting in between those two homes. It's not physically possible because of the setbacks. Now, you physically, if a fire equipment, firefighters need to get in there, they certainly have space, but no fire truck or fire equipment can physically get there due to the terrain and the dune that occurs between those two homes, because it is right on the the sand dune in Fenwick. So I wanted to make that clarification or counter to that opposition point.
Okay.
If it is helpful, I can and be glad to just show you the front elevation. This is just rough draft of the current home and floor plans, if it's of interest, Mr. Chairman, so that you can get a feel and flavor of this home.
Sure. Is that what we got right now?
You don't have all the floor plans.
That's one floor. But if you want to see the front, I have everything here.
As I said, the house, I did not design the house. The house is about 25 years old. And it is very unique. The angles do present some major logistics.
Mm-hmm.
But in tucking that elevator into one of those corners proves to be very efficient. And it works very nicely, aesthetically, quite frankly.
You're in a flood zone?
Yes.
Where do you have your mechanics, upstairs, downstairs?
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would work right up. Tucked right in nice. And it's neat.
And he's...
When you change the roof or nothing, just how it fits right in.
No.
That is done. Yeah, it's...
I tried to trap you.
What's the chance of that happening again?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if I didn't comment, he's elderly also.
Did I understand you right that the roofline won't have to change? It's... goes out that far now?
The elevator shaft will have a hip roof that's integrated with the existing roof, so it's just a clean flush.
Right. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That'll happen again.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is just for curiosity, Mr. Lank, what is the ruling on that? Does all the mechanics have to be up?
It has to be at or above base flood elevation.
Right.
All the mechanics.
Yeah.
Plumbing,
you're on,
heating,
you're on
all
the
works.
Roof. Right.
Got it covered.
It'll be on the roof or above.
No, in the top floor.
Yeah, well, in the top floor.
I may have missed it, but did you testify as to the reason the applicant needs the elevator?
That he's elderly and they have a handicapped son also.
Yeah, you said here, use for owner who is aged and knee problems?
Yeah.
The owner has in as well as his handicapped.
Yes.
So then they need it to reach the upper floors of the residence.
That's correct.
Health issues, age.
And there's no other place it could be placed internally, is what you're testifying.
None whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
And this is their primary residence for 6 months of the year.
Okay. Hey, are there no further questions? Again, then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,426. For the following reasons, they've been stated by the applicant for meeting standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness, of course, would be the design that he has testified to and won't allow the elevator to be redesigned within the home. Variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. The uniqueness and hardship has not been created by the applicant. The applicant has medical issues. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,426. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards again?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,426 is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.